you're stuck in traffic, Wolf Gorlach, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, a little history story related to hacking back. Now, no one likes to be bullied, right? When you're bullied as a kid, you always just want to punch the guy in the face. And oftentimes people have stories that are like, oh yeah, I was getting bullied and I was taught how to fight back and I got him. Likewise, no one likes to be attacked. No one likes to be hacked, right? No one likes denial of service. And there's this impetus to fight back, stand to your ground and show them who's boss. With both those cases, there's also the story of, yeah, I stood my ground and then I got clobbered. Or then I hacked back and... So, tip to you, don't hack back. It's not worth it. It really isn't. Had a great conversation over drinks the other day and was told the following history, right? A little story. I liked it. I liked it a lot. So I'm going to share it with you. Basically, let's go way back into the dawn of time, right? Wheel had just been invented. Fire had been around for a little bit. Dinosaurs were mostly gone, depending on who you talk to. And Y2K had just ended. So we're talking like late 90s, early aughts. There was a company called Recourse. And Recourse had two products. There was Recourse Mantrap and Recourse Manhunt. And Manhunt was an IPS, IDS, and SIM. It was an early intrusion detection and monitoring and logging system. And Mantrap was a honeypot. It was basically a honeypot that you waited for people to stumble over. And once they did, you fed that information to the log and you closed ports and did stuff. All right? Mantrap, Manhunt. Check it out. They have since disappeared. Symantec bought them, I don't know, 2002, I think, 2003. I'm sure that someone who's watching this is going to like fact check me. So go ahead. It's all right. I'll retweet you. So, anyways, Mantrap, Manhunt, early aughts. Manhunt had a track back feature. So if traffic stripped an IDS sensor, it could track you back, and it could then attack back if you check the checkbox. Now, the underlying engine for the IPS IDS was a few different things, one of them being Snort. If you've ever run a Snort system, you know Snort takes a lot of tuning. I implemented Snort and it lit up like a Christmas tree and said we were being attacked by mules. It's just a lot of tuning, alright? So, there's this guy, and new security operations guy, and he implemented Mantrap, and he implemented Manhunt, and he was all excited. And as anyone with a whole bunch of toys and tools does, he turned on all the features. All the features. Including track back, including hack back. And sure enough, he was under attack. And sure enough, his system attacked back. That was probably to be expected. Well, it was probably not to be expected. What surprised him, which was not very good, was that the attack was not an attack. And the person who was attacking back was not a criminal. It was, in fact, one of their largest partners. And this very large partner had a routine set up to send the data, and that data had tripped a sensor because of what went in, and then their system was attacking back, and then he gets a call from his boss because the boss of the boss at the partner called the boss of the boss at his company and said, why are you guys attacking us? That was one hard conversation. That was a hard conversation I hope to never have. That was a hard conversation I hope no one watching this video ever has to have. And it all boils down to attacking back, right? Attribution is hard. Good detection is hard. Knowing for sure who's doing what and why is hard. Attacking back is easy and very easy to do and very easy to get. Got a good story about hacking back and getting into trouble? Hit me up in comments, social media. Have a good one.